And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Now to Gangbusters and facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials in their war against the underworld. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Saul S. Sherrison, Assistant United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, to narrate tonight's case.
The inside facts in the case of the kidnapped paymaster.
Mr. Sherrison, before you begin, I think the Gangbusters audience would like to know that you brought to the studio a man who played a very important part in tonight's case.
That's right, Don Gardner. He's right over there, and we'll hear from him later. Right now, I think we ought to get on with the report.
All right, Mr. Sherrison. The main events in this case occurred right here in New York City. Isn't that right?
In the section of New York City known as the Bronx. Almost a year ago, Don, on a Saturday afternoon, the stores in the Fordham Road District were crowded with shoppers. At one particular shoe store, a young woman customer was trying to get fitted, while her companion sat next to her. The trouble clerk was on his way with still another pair of shoes to show his hard-to-please customer.
Just look what he's bringing over this time.
For crying out loud, Terry, you're going to buy a pair of shoes, or aren't you?
If I see something that's chic, yeah.
Here, madam, is a style that's very smart.
Pumps, I asked you for. Do these look like pumps?
As I told you, madam, pumps have gone out. They're not wearing pumps this year.
If the lady wants pumps, get her pumps.
Yeah, get me pumps.
I'll take one more look. Excuse me, please. I'll be right back.
How do you like the nerve of him, huh?
You're not exactly the easiest one in the world to please.
If I want pumps, Mac, I want pumps. That's the price you've got to pay for keeping me slaving away in that shop.
Look, Terry, I don't want to hear no more about it. You stay on the job there until the time is right.
And when's the time going to be right? Meanwhile, I'm breaking my back running a drill press at $40 a week. Who needs it?
You keep running that drill press until I'm set. I need another guy or two.
Who are you looking for, Dillinger?
Shut up.
Ain't 4 months long enough to find somebody?
I wish you'd get your shoes and get out of here.
Well, let me take my time, Mac. I'm the one that's got to wear them, and I... Well, how do you like that?
What?
Here comes that Charlie McCarthy of yours.
Bud, where?
He's coming. He'd find you in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Hiya, Terry. Mac, I said you went shopping.
Did you come to carry the bundles?
What do you want, Bud? I had to see you, boss. I'm in a little jam.
A cop or a dame?
Lay off, will you, Terry?
What kind of a jam?
Where's that monkey with the pumps?
I need about $300 quick. $300? Well, $280 to be exact.
Must be a dame.
I'm crying out loud, why? I owe it to a guy. Stole him. You can give him to him after we pull off the big deal. Mac, I gotta pay him off tonight. If I don't pay him, I get my head beat in.
Who's got this dough coming anyway?
Johnny J.
Johnny J?
Yeah.
Don't you have no more sense than to borrow dough from a rotten loan shark?
And I needed it.
The horses out at Belmont were hungry.
So what? How much did you borrow?
$2.
What's the 80 for?
That's interest. Interest? It's only 5% a week.
Hey, you idiot. Where do you have to meet that cigar-smoking chiseler?
Oh, at some bar. Tonight.
Okay, he'll be met by the two of us.
Where's that guy with my pumps?
You don't need any shoes. Let's get out of here.
Hey, wait a minute.
Come on, let's get out of this joint before I run you out in your bare feet.
Okay, but why get sore at me? I didn't borrow no dough from Johnny J.
Let's go, I said. Let's go.
I'm coming. Don't rush me.
Hello, Johnny. I was up at the bar.
Told you this booth. Sit down. Got a match?
Yeah, someplace.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, give my dough, I'll buy you a drink.
Look, Johnny, I haven't got it. That's what
I wanted to get paid, you rotten welcher.
Wait a minute, Johnny.
Wait, nothing. Told you what had happened. Ever see a guy get his face burnt with a lit cigar?
He'll get your dough.
I bet, and tonight.
There's a guy here.
Has he got the dough?
Yeah. He's got it.
Oh, wouldn't you say so? Let's go get him.
We don't have to. Here he comes.
Hello, Johnny. How long's it been?
This the guy?
That's him. Sit down, Mac.
Well, you come taking care of the kids' troubles, McIntyre.
I look after my boys.
Okay, Bud, scram.
Hey, wait a minute. If I don't get my dough, I want his hide.
Get out of here, Bud. Go on.
Yeah, so long. I'll be safe.
Hey, wait a minute. Come here.
Sit still, Johnny. He only listens to me.
You got a lot of nerve, Mac.
One more thing, Johnny. You can stay, but that cigar's got to go.
Oh, yeah? Give me a match.
I said put the cigar away or I'll shove it down your throat.
Well, as long as you ain't got no match.
How much did the kid take from you?
Comes to 280.
I didn't ask what it comes to. What did he take?
Took 200, but I'm entitled to my interest.
Here's your 200.
And now, look, Mac, I'm in business. I
got to... You've got to nothing. You don't want the 200, give it back.
20, 40...
It's all there, Johnny. Put it in your pocket.
Yeah, I guess it is. What do you have to drink?
Nothing. I'll see you again sometime.
Hey, Mac.
What?
Don't get the wrong idea about me. I'm still as tough as I used to be.
Be as tough as you like?
I'm a three-time loser, Mac. Once more, they put me away for good. I don't want that. But remember, I can only be pushed so far.
Johnny, have you got any idea why I laid out two bills to get this Bud out of soak?
Didn't think it was out of the goodness of your heart.
He's got a trick, Johnny. He can take the door lock right off a car without leaving a scratch.
So, what do you want me to give him, a medal?
We take it to a guy, and an hour later, we got a key that fits the ignition and the door.
Sweet. Awful sweet.
But it takes too many cars to build up a nice score. I want it quicker. And I'm going to get it quicker.
Huh?
Johnny, I got a deal in the works that I'll have to have a bushel basket to carry away the dough.
Yeah, that threw the book at me this time, Mac. Told you I was a three-time loser. I'm not interested in anything except staying out in the street.
This'll be as soft as frozen custard.
Worth it?
Can you count up to 100,000?
I tried hard enough.
Want to hear about it?
Can't put me back in for listening.
This is a big foundry over in Jersey. I planted my girl in there. The payroll runs 50 to 100 grand every week. They pay off in cash.
Payroll's got guards, Mac. They got a yard of more guards to get.
Look, I've had my girl in that shop for 4 months. I know that place inside and out. Thursday nights, the payroll lays in the safe with nobody around but an old creepy watchman.
What about the safe? I don't think that'd be so creepy.
That's where the gimmick comes in. The paymaster lives right here in the Bronx. We grab him at his house, take him back to Jersey. He opens up the safe. That's all there is to it.
It's going to take a lot of doing.
For a lot of dough, I can stand a lot of doing.
Okay, Mac, figure me in it.
Didn't you ask me for a match before?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Go ahead. Light up that big black cigar. I love him.
Thanks.
Hey, waiter. Waiter, another round of drinks here. Make it snappy.
So, Don, the criminal David McIntyre had completed his organization, which he intended to use in robbing the payroll. He had everything worked out nicely, except a few details, like a set of stolen tires and an unexpected doorbell. It was such clues as these that set the Federal Bureau of Investigation on the right trail. In the meantime, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was looking into the interstate car thefts in which McIntyre and young Bud Aldridge were previously involved. These cars were being stolen in Bronx and Westchester counties, New York, then taken to Connecticut and New Jersey, where the accessories were stripped and sold. Special agents Haynes and Martin were at the New York field office discussing the case.
Well, Haynes, looks like those car thieves are going to be harder to catch than ever now. They just quit. At least while they were operating, we had a chance to get them with the goods.
I don't know. I don't think they have pulled out of it permanently, Martin. Maybe they got something else to do for a few days. Maybe they took a vacation.
And they've sure been doing well enough to take a vacation. You'd think after all this time we'd at least be able to get a line on them.
We'll get our line on them. All we have to do is keep checking those junk shops and secondhand parts places. We'll find where they're selling the stuff. That's all the line we need.
Well, I'd better get going.
Jersey City?
Yeah. I'm going to do a little hunting. Maybe I can turn up something over there.
He's going to pull into that parking space down the block, Mac.
Okay, double park right here. I'll keep your lights on.
Yeah, Mac, sure.
All set, Johnny?
You kidding? Let's go.
When you see his car pull out, Bud, get right behind us and stay there.
I know.
Come on.
Right with you.
On the sidewalk, let's go.
Good break. Nobody's out tonight.
Let's do it fast and quiet.
Never seen a faster guy.
Here he comes on your toes, huh?
Stop here. Pardon me, mister.
Yes?
Got a match?
Yes, I think so.
Those cigars of his keep going out. He runs himself and everybody else out of matches.
Oh, some cigars are like that.
Keep your hands at your sides and don't move.
Hey.
I'll walk back to your car.
Listen, here you...
Walk, he said.
Okay, but be careful with that gun.
Reach in your pocket and give me the keys to your car.
All right. Well, what do you want from me? I don't carry much money.
Give me the car keys.
Yeah. Here they are.
Here, pal, open up. Get in, Siegel.
Get... Where are you taking me?
What do you think? Get in.
Oh, please.
Go on, get in. In back.
Okay, in back.
Climb in back with him, pal.
All right.
I don't understand all this. What do you want from me?
Explain it to him, pal.
You're going back to your office. You're going to open that safe and you're going to hand over tomorrow's payroll, just like that.
But I don't know the combination.
Now tell me what you know.
But I don't, honest.
Kid's right behind us, boss.
Okay.
I told you I don't know the combination.
Listen, friend. See this cigar? Now, how it gets when it's lit? I don't know how many thousands of degrees hot.
Please let me out.
Anyway, it gets awful hot. You open that safe or you get the end of the cigar right in your eye.
Let me out. I want to get out, please.
Shut him up.
I can't open the safe.
Shut up.
I can't.
Okay, wise guy.
Stay shut.
I'll knock him out, not yet. I want him sitting up when we cross the bridge.
Okay.
No sense getting those cops at the toll gate suspicious. Keep him up and keep him quiet. We'll give him a treatment later if we have to.
So, Don... The two criminals and their victim, Mr. Julius Siegel, drove toward the George Washington toll bridge, across the Hudson River in Siegel's car, with the third criminal, Bud Aldridge, following in their own car. Within a few minutes, they were on the approaches to the bridge and nearing the toll gate.
All right, Siegel, sit up straight.
I will, but don't hit me again.
Now we're going to stop at that toll gate. We're going to pay the guy, and you're going to keep your mouth shut. You got it?
Don't worry, I won't say anything.
You better not if you don't want the cigar. Remember.
On your toes, pal, the toll gate. Hey, 50 cents, right?
50 cents.
Hey, the motor died.
I know it. She won't kick over.
Oh, shit, sir.
I will.
What's the matter, mister? You got trouble?
Yeah, officer, she won't kick over.
Out of gas.
No, there's plenty of gas, officer. It'll be all right.
You'll have to get it out of here. Those cars want to get through.
I'll give it another try.
She's catching feet of gas. Let's go. I would have figured one like that.
Well, there's a trick to starting it sometimes.
Who asked you? Take it easy with it. Gotta open that safe.
Okay. I'm only playing.
Kid's still behind me? Yeah,
he's following us. Don't worry, go ahead. Get that a plan. I want to see what a payroll looks like.
Special Agent Haynes.
This is Martin. I'm glad I caught you at the office.
Yes, I had to finish up something. What's up, Martin?
I found a fence over here in Jersey City, Haynes. I think he's the one who's been buying the accessories of those stolen Bronx and Westchester cars.
Huh? What does he have to say?
Nothing, that's the point. We found two radios and three sets of tires. He says he bought them in good faith. Says he doesn't know the fellows who sold them.
Well, what's the name of this fence?
Denver. Joe Denver. He's got a long record for receiving, never a conviction.
All right. How about bring him into New York? I'd like to talk to him.
Right. We'll be there in an hour. Oh, and say, Haynes, will you call up my wife? Tell her I won't be home tonight.
But I'm telling you, I don't know the combination.
Did you hear him, boss? He says he don't know the combination.
I heard him.
We know different. We know you open that safe every morning and close it every night.
That's not true, honest it is.
It ain't true, huh? Hey, boss, give me a match. Why don't you carry your own matches? I'm driving. Catch. Thanks. Make it snappy. The plant's in the next block.
What are you going to do?
Hey, I'm going to light my cigar, that's all. Just light my cigar. Good cigar, ain't it?
I wouldn't know.
Told you how hot they get. Now you gonna open that safe? You wouldn't like it in the eye, would you?
Okay. I'll open the safe.
Now you're acting smart. What do you care? It's not your dough, wise guy. Okay, hold on. We're turning in. There's a kid right behind us.
Good.
Now sit up, Siegel. Do like we tell you, you won't get hurt. Bad.
All right. I'll do anything.
Come on, let's go. Okay, Siegel. Move. Go on, get out.
All right, I'm going.
Here's the kid. All right, Siegel. Walk right up to the office door, just like you worked here. Which he does, which he does. Get going.
Yeah, I thought you were gone as on the bridge.
Shut up and do your job.
All right, I'm a bit excited.
Here's your key, Siegel. We'll open up the front door.
But
what? Move.
Come on, move.
You're going to open up that front door to the office and walk right to the safe, understand?
But if I open the door, the burglar alarm will ring.
Is this another store like the combination?
No, I'm telling the truth. The burglar alarm will ring.
You're lying, Siegel. There's no alarm in that door, I know.
Listen, do you think we ought to take the chance?
There's no alarm in that door. He just wants to wise up the watchman. Let me tell you something, Siegel. I know this place inside and out. I know how we'll handle that watchman once we're inside. Now, open up the door.
But look.
The cigar.
Okay.
Quick now.
Holy, the joint's bugged. He was right. Get him in the car, fast.
Come on, get to the car. Get to the car.
All right, I'm going. You're going to let me out here? Are you, please?
Yes, Siegel, we're going to let you out.
See what he's got on him. You ought to get something out of this job.
Hold still there, you.
All right. I don't have much.
This is his wallet.
What's in it?
Six bucks.
Yes.
All this trouble for $6. $6. Okay, he's out. Now, take your gun and shoot him once through the head.
Shoot him?
I was looking for the chair.
How can they tag us for it if he's dead?
I'll tell you how. There's some people with big mouths, that's how.
Who are you talking about?
Not you. Who can tell about the kid or even the dame?
Yeah, who can tell? All right, just work him over good. I want a head start in the cops.
I'll work him over good. Don't worry. Ever see a guy get pistol whipped? Gun's good for more than one thing. Dirty rotten. He won't wake up for a week.
I just sent Joe Denver back to the detention cell, Haynes. We'll file charges in the morning, huh?
First thing. You know, Martin, I never seen it fail. When these guys think they got something on them, they'll sing their heads off looking for a break. What a business.
It's not such a bad business. Joe Denver sings, we clear up a string of auto thefts.
Not so fast. We still got to pick up McIntyre and this young sidekick of his.
Well, the information says they're probably still living at that address in the Bronx and running with this Johnny J. They oughtn't to be so hard to trace from there.
We'll see about that. Excuse me.
Sure.
Hello, Special Agent Haynes.
Haynes, this Crawford over at the Richfield, New Jersey Police.
Oh, yes, Crawford. How are you?
We've got the victim of a robbery up here.
Huh?
They held him up in front of his home in the Bronx and brought him over here to Jersey to open up the safe.
That's kidnapping.
Yeah, they carried him over the state line. That makes it your beef, doesn't it?
It sure does. The Lindbergh Law. What have you got to go on, Crawford?
Well, the victim, Siegel, got the license number of their car, but that's not going to be much help. It was stolen last week in Westchester County.
Westchester, wow.
Tie in with anything?
It could. We're working on a Westchester case right now. Stolen cars. Where is this victim?
He's still here at our station. Doctor says he can go home after he rests up a bit.
Well, keep him there a while. We'll be right over.
Okay, I'll be looking for you. So long.
What is it, Haynes?
Come on, Martin. We're going over to Jersey. I'll tell you all about it on the way.
I'm ready.
Oh, you don't happen to have a picture of McIntyre on you, do you?
Yes, I do.
Good. Let's go.
$6. lousy bucks. I spent 4 months slaving at that drill press for 6 rotten bucks.
I'm sick of hearing about it, Terry. If you found out about that burglar alarm, everything would have been fine. So just shut that big yap of yours.
What am I supposed to know about burglar alarms? And watch out what you're calling a big yap.
Bud.
Oh, kid brains himself.
Come on in, Bud. Gotta pick up them cars, and then we better be moving, Mac. It's a long drive.
Yeah, I see the small-time stuff's good enough for you now. The ass mate was always good enough.
You're looking for a crack in the head, Terry.
Yeah, from who?
Let's go, Bud. Sure, I'll be ready in an hour.
If you think I'm going back to work on that drill press, you've got another thing coming.
Who's asking you to go back? Do what you like.
6 bucks. 6 lousy bucks.
Come here, Terry.
Why?
Come here, I said. I want to kiss you goodbye.
No, stop it.
Now get your guts packed and get out of here. Come on, Bud. Cheer up, will you, Mac?
Let me along, will you?
All right, so we got a bad break. Things didn't work out right. Now we know we should stick to this hot car, Rick.
Listen, bud, I'll tell you what to stick to. Just watch where you're driving. You got a red light.
I see it. We got a good thing. There's a million dames like Terry. A million.
For crying in a sewer.
Shut up. All right, I just... Hey, look at that car. That crazy driver's going to clip us.
That driver's the kind of...
Hey, Mac.
What?
Maybe it's cops.
Cops? What cops? Well, let's give a piece of our mind.
All right, if you say so.
What's the matter? Don't you guys know how to drive?
All right, get them up, you two. FBI.
Not me, you know.
Hold it. You better just keeping your hands up.
What's the idea? We ain't done nothing.
We've got a warrant charging you with kidnapping.
Kidnapping?
Yes, you should always stop to think at a state line. Come on. Your friend Johnny J's been keeping a cell warm for you. He wants company.
Okay, I'm going. You don't have to push.
That, Don, was how the arrest was made. David McIntyre and Johnny J were sentenced to 20 years each, and Bud Aldridge was given 6 years. They are now serving their terms at various federal penitentiaries for abducting Mr. Julius Siegel and carrying him across a state line.
Well, Mr. Siegel certainly had a rough time of it.
You know, Don, that for every crime there must be a victim as well as a criminal. And I brought Mr. Siegel to the studio tonight.
Well, so I see, Mr. Sherrison.
He had an experience that any one of us may be called on to face any day.
Well, we're glad to have you on Gangbusters, Mr. Siegel.
I'm glad to be here, Don, but I must say that in all my years of listening to Gangbusters, I never dreamed that one day I'd be a part of your program.
And a very important part, too. I suppose that all of us think of crimes like kidnapping in terms of someone else. It must have been some sensation when you realized that this time you were the victim.
Well, Don, from the first I knew those boys meant business. But it wasn't until they were ready to leave me on, to leave me later on, that I started saying my final prayers.
Well, just what happened?
Well, when they got ready to go, one yelled to the other, "Kill him and dump him." But then he came back to me and said, "We decided not to kill you. We're going to knock you out."
And that's when they really gave you a going over?
That's right, Don. But to tell you the truth, the beating wasn't nearly as bad as the mental torture. At first, I thought it was just another stick-up. But when my face hit the floor of the car, well, it seemed as though a million things flashed through my mind.
Well, just what kind of things do you mean?
Well, maybe these thugs had gotten to my wife and children. Also, even if they hadn't, I thought I'd never live to see them again. And then there was that one voice that kept yelling, "If he opens his mouth, kill him." I can still hear it to this day.
Well, that certainly must have been a grueling experience.
Believe me, Don, it was. All I can say is, it's great to be alive.
Well, thank you, Mr. Julius Siegel. And you, Mr. Saul S. Sherrison, for coming here tonight and being our guests on Gangbusters. Leading roles were played by Ken Lynch and Joe Julian. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production,